bus, bus, that's a...
What, oh, is that what, is that a bus, a car? Are you calling that a kind of car? Describe to me what you mean by bus.
Something that brings you from the airport just to... I'd have a driver's seat and a enclosed seats for passengers.
How many passengers will it carry? About
maybe up to 30.
Okay. So a limousine is, how is a limousine different?
A limousine is just a more luxurious closed. Private car.
Okay. What do you call the kind of car that we were in? Was it yesterday? Day before? Day before yesterday. I think, that your daughter was driving? And Ruth was driving? We went to lunch?
I think that was our, didn't we go in the delivery truck? I've forgotten.
We didn't go in a, what I would call a truck. It was a kind of car.
Uh-huh. There.
It had a space in the back, and they put, we took some flowers, and and they put some flowers back there. Sometimes people buy those kind of cars when they want, when they have a lot of kids, and they want to carry kids or something.
Oh. Huh.
Like they have a Boy Scout troop or something like
that.
Yeah. Do you have a name for that kind of car?
Not this morning.
Okay. What do you call just a four-door car? Just any old car with four doors? Do you have a special name for it?
No, I don't think so. Two or four doors, I don't think really.
Okay. What do you call small cars? Sometimes they have just a front seat.
I just don't think of anything, honey.
Okay. You remember those old models from the 1930s and the 1940s that sometimes had outside seats in the back?
Mm-hmm.
What did you call those?
Oh. I'm just trying to remember, and I can't.
Trunk
seats or something like that.
Oh, uh-huh. What did you call the whole car, do you remember?
No.
Okay. What's that part of the car that where you keep your spare tire?
Trunk.
Okay. What do you call that part of the car in front where the speedometer is?
The dash.
I'm sorry, what?
Dashboard.
Okay. What do you call that little place, usually it's over on the right-hand side of the dashboard, and it has a latch, a little lock where you keep maps and things like that?
You'd have to tell me this morning.
would you ever call it the... glove compartment or the car pocket?
Yes, either one.
Which one would you call it most?
I don't know. Don't have any idea.
Okay. What might you wrap around several maps or something to keep them together? Something that stretches?
A rubber band.
Okay. If you had just a few sheets of information